This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here are some of the sounds from the campaign, and we'll take you to the movies coming up as we move along this hour of America Tonight.
Now, this has been a hard election. At times, it's gotten pretty ugly, hasn't it? And we've all felt it, especially kids. I hear this from parents and children across our country.
This is not the time to make a statement. This is an opportunity to make a difference. It's time for Republican voters to come home.
All right, that was Mike Pence. And by the way, hey, everybody, KD with you is always here at the helm of the show. Mike Pence's plane skidded off the runway in New York, and it was kind of a scary moment, I suppose, because you see, oh, his plane, and then immediately, what are you thinking? Well, what does that mean? There wasn't a lot of details. It was a terrible rainstorm, by the way, at LaGuardia, one of the main airports in New York, and it tore up a couple of tracks of concrete, and then it stopped on a patch of grass. So it was, you know, there was something a little there. It wasn't like, oh, it just skidded a little bit. No, it skidded. You could see mud on the front windows, they say, and you could see that it was, you know, they had a pretty bumpy approach. The pilot slammed on the brakes. The passenger smelled the burning rubber, so that's not a good position to be in. And you saw immediately the response. I mean, the response was fast and swift, as it would always be, the emergency crew. But everybody is fine. Scary moment, however. And then you heard Hillary Clinton, and, you know, I don't care. Clinton, Trump, this campaign has got to go down in history as one of the strangest of all time. No matter what eyes you're looking at it through, we have had some bizarre twists and turns with shocking stories, crazy nonsense, and just a focus on everything but the issues. I mean, we live in a celebrity-crazed society, and it's like we're getting celebrity-crazed coverage of the two candidates at times. Really nutty. Let's give you a couple of the highlights on the day. One of the big buzz was that plane. The plane, though, and Pence fine. That's the key deal to know. More tantalizing, I'll call it, emails come out of that WikiLeaks dump as it's being parceled through. And it doesn't do Hillary Clinton any favors, let's put it that way. There was some typical shenanigans in the background. But what was being said with aides that were very close to Hillary Clinton, not very flattering in a couple of different directions. And Trump says the hacked email shows outright corruption with the Clinton Foundation. And that's one of the things that some are gravitating toward. So when he slammed her, what he's talking about is a longtime aide to Bill Clinton brought in $50 million to the former president in consulting jobs. Nice to have friends in high places. And paid speeches from donors to the Clinton Foundation. And the deal is, if the Clintons were willing to play this fast and loose, what will happen when they're in the White House? Imagine what they'll do. That was Trump today saying that at a rally at the Champion Center Expo Center in Springfield, Ohio. He was referring to this November 2011 email released Thursday from a longtime Bill Clinton aide. The guy's name is Doug Band, that was hacked from the Clinton campaign Chairman John Podesta's private email. And in this email, as I take you inside to check it out, he described how he bought $50 million in personal work for Bill Clinton from the foundation contributors and lined up as much as $66 million more. And he wrote, "We have in effect several as agents, lawyers, managers, and implementers," and did acknowledge in this email how unorthodox it is. Unorthodox or the corruption, which is what Donald Trump is using, saying this is corruption is what this is, with the Clinton Foundation and these emails and where the email trail leads. And we knew it was bad news for Hillary Clinton, but I think the more he plays that up, the better for Donald Trump, because some of the focus over his accusers of sexual misconduct and more on the bus thing and is there any other video out there, all of that can still be floating in the cycles, but not as heavily as it has been. Because this has been a while since that bus story came out. Coming up, we are, as I mentioned at the top, going to take you to the movies. One, because there's a movie that's out. We always do. But one, because there's a movie that's out that I'm interested in called Inferno. Inferno. Some say, who cares about the movies? We're focusing on streaming or taping The Walking Dead. Some of you listening might be Walking Dead fans. It's like year 7 of The Walking Dead, or television doesn't run that way episodically, 7th session of it. And you've got some new bad guys. Jeffrey Dean Morgan is one of them, who's somebody you've seen as a cameo, done a lot of cameos and supporting roles in other movies. Let's go straight to our pal Grim in Mississippi. Hey, Grim, how are you?
I ain't forgot about you.
What's up, man?
Oh, well, I kind of owe you an apology because I know, you know, when you do stuff, you got to, you're doing it, like, off the AP, as they say.
Yeah.
But, you know, about putting words, you know, I didn't mean you.
Right.
Yeah. I just want to, you know, clarify that. Cause, you know,
yeah, I got you, yeah.
Yeah, that's just kind of how, that's the problems we have. I think that's kind of part of the problem why people don't understand, you know, a criminal when they see one.
yeah, especially white-collar crime of any sort, yeah.
Yeah, well, I just, you know, I don't like calling them stupid or dumb because they're not, you know, but I just don't understand why they just can't see that murder trumps, you know, morality any day.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, most of your serial killers start off with animals, you know, and work their way up.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of the whole thing about, you know, why I'm trying to apologize. I mean, that's what it's all about, really. I hadn't heard Hillary apologize or anything.
Yeah, it's funny you say that because I agree with you. It's kind of about that, yeah.
And it's
too bad. It goes back to the way the campaigns, partially it goes back to the way the campaigns are being run, Grim. As promised, movies. We're talking about it next here on ATN.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
When was the last time you went to the movies? Be honest. Was it 10 years ago? If it is, my friends, times have changed because going to the movies has become a much different experience. Some would say a much better experience. Others would say a much more expensive proposition. I think if you have a family and you're going to any of these animated films, wow, it is definitely a bank breaker. However, it is that experience, and that's, I know in my own local area, that's what they're selling over and over and over again. So that you can get food delivered to you, you're in a recliner. Be interesting seeing this movie in a recliner, especially if you were all the way reclined out. It's heavily anticipated. It's a mystery crime film. Heavy interest in it. It's gotten decent enough ratings. It's 2 hours, a full 2 hours and a minute. So you're going to be sitting there for a while. And it's Robert Langdon. I talked about this in a previous show a little bit. Tom Hanks plays him, and he's following a trail very close to Dante. That's the theme, Dante's Inferno. And what a crew on this, besides Tom Hanks, Felicity Jones, very popular. And also Omar Sy. And with that, it is ready to roll. So here we go.
It appears you're out of options. Tell me about the threat known as Inferno. Professor Langdon, we need your help. 3 days ago, a man killed himself. We think it was part of something much bigger. There was a package in his pocket.
And what was it?
Dante's Inferno.
Dante defined our modern conception of hell 700 years ago.
Hell had been rearranged.
Why Dante?
Why this map of hell?
Dante. Dante's death mask.
Yes. We've got to get to Florence. I need access to the Dante mask.
The Dante mask is no longer here. It was stolen. Here's the security footage.
Professor, that looks like you.
I have no memory of taking that mask.
You did? I just saw you.
I want to know what I'm involved with.
Why was someone shooting at you?
Everything is out of focus.
Professor, you are having visions, aren't you? The people behind this would do anything to protect the truth. You have no idea what they are capable of.
This is what I have been seeing. Look, look, look. This is not in the original painting.
Here's another one. Prophecy.
Oh my God. Dante's Inferno isn't fiction. It's a prophecy. Someone created a plague.
Our population is spiraling out of control. Inferno is the cure.
They're going to wipe out half the world's population unless we find this virus. They left a trail.
You won't be able to trust your own thoughts for a while. Human lives are at stake. If a plague exists, you know what governments will do to get it.
The professor has become a liability.
Go, go, let's get him. There's always a way out.
Nice to have you back, Professor.
If this plague is real,
then we only have 48 hours to stop an extinction-level event.
I will do everything I can to find it.
All right, you gotta love that. It does kind of pull you in, doesn't it? I know I read the books. I'm interested in seeing the movie. Do I wait and get it when it streams? Not sure. If I go and see it, I will certainly give you a major review on that. We move from Inferno to cooler temperatures, Ice Guardians.
Armed Forces Goon stuff.
I didn't start playing hockey to go on the ice and fight. It's the last thing I would have thought of.
They sent somebody out after me during a scrimmage. I had no idea what I was doing. I just sort of grabbed him and started throwing punches, and I was just watching my fist. It's like in slow motion, and doing pretty well here. As soon as I did that, that changed everything.
I signed a pro contract when I was 19. I thought it was all up from there, and then I realized that was only the start of the battle. They said, you know what, you're going to play in the NHL. It might take you 10 years, but you're going to have to play every step of the way. And I said, you know what, I'll do it.
It elevated to the point where it was just like, oh my God, like, I was in the Rocky movie.
This is a super heavyweight bout.
The idea of fighting in hockey really splits people. You have these sort of two main camps, and the first one might be rough old-school hockey, all about emotion, respect, and honor. And the other side says, actually, we don't need this anymore.
It all seems wildly entertaining until something like this happens.
It's got to sound so odd to be so civil when you're being so violent.
They call it the code. Everybody knows what it is, but nobody knows what it is.
If you're going to take a cheap shot at me or a teammate, if you have one fight in your career or 100 fights in your career, I'm going to come by you.
Is everything perfect in the enforcement category in the NHL? No. But there's nothing perfect in life.
In pursuing the question of the enforcer, you're pursuing the question of what it is to be human.
They have a whole life outside of hockey. They have a family. They have tragedies.
You could be here one day, king of the town. Next day, they ship you out of town and you're nothing.
It was a dangerous role, and it was a hard way to make a living, and it was terror, and it was pain, and these guys did it.
It's all you think about your whole life is playing in the NHL.
All right, so Ice Guardians, pretty much that sums it up, doesn't it, right there? Like I said, it's moving from one extreme to the other, at least back-to-back movies. But Ice Guardians is, you know, hockey enforcers struggling to kind of rise through the ranks. It's a sports documentary. It's under 2 hours. It'll find an audience, but I think this is one of those movies that finds, and I think as a fan of hockey, I'd like to see it, but I'll see it when it streams. There will be people that will go and see it who are huge, huge hockey fans, and in certain areas it'll play really, really well. It's about the, again, it's about the on-ice enforcers, and it looked pretty interesting. But it looked interesting from a different perspective. So it's not going to go wide, where Inferno is a different kind of thing. It's not a documentary. All right, and we cap this all off with a movie called New Life.
There are mountaintop experiences in our journey through this world.
What's your name? Bane. Well, my name's Ava Joy Kennedy.
Your life is about to get so complicated.
But there are also those strange times when things do not add up or make sense.
You have my wife, Morton, Ava Morton.
Ava! I'm not going to accept that. We are not going to accept that.
But it's all the moments.
Well, I didn't say how to get over that.
Good and bad.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com.
But make up a life.
How much do you love me?
Benjamin, where are you? I love you very much.
This isn't working, Ben!
What are you saying?
You don't care about us like you used to!
And the most important thing to do with life...
Ah, so New Life. You've got Barry Corbin in it. You have Terry O'Quinn in it, some recognizable names. It's about a couple that met when they were 7 years old and the kind of the journey, the travel. It makes sense. New Life through life. This movie is a drama, kind of a romance deal, and it's rated PG. It's got some pretty decent ratings. This certainly will find a teenage audience. And I think it'll do okay at the box office. The big winner has to be the first one, though. It'll be Inferno because of the interest in the books, how much they're advertising this everywhere you look. You see Inferno, Inferno, Inferno. So it's getting a big push, and that push, I think, will help stack the deck. Thanks so much to Daniel and all of you for hanging with us here on America Tonight. And we'll be back as we jump the fence together with more here on the show.
What you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Debate the other day, I thought it'd be fun to have my pal Jared Bro on the show, and he is a crisis communications, I mean, just guru, honestly, and everything to do with media training, etc. And he was a member of the media and saw what it was like when people tried to dodge your questions. I think Chris Wallace did an excellent job as moderator, but there were some interesting moments in that debate. There's no question about it. Jared, thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight.
Always my pleasure, Kate.
Well, when we talk about spin and politicians dodging questions, one of the big ones was Hillary Clinton on the whole pay-to-play question with the Clinton Foundation, and she never really answered it.
And that's the big problem that we as Americans face, is that certain politicians are, what I'm going to say, are overtrained not to answer questions. And sadly, the moderators are not always prepared to know what the trainers teach in the avoidance techniques to know how to come back at that candidate and say, I'm sorry, you didn't answer that question. I specifically asked this. And what we're looking at is the frustration of the American populace, in large part because it's tough to get a clear answer from a candidate, whether they're serving in office or whether they're in a debate, because there are people out there in the profession that I am who train spokespeople who I think those trainers do it wrong and do a disservice, because it gets to the point that if you ask the candidate, is the sky blue, the candidate will say, well, I'll tell you why the sky is not blue. It's because the Environmental Protection Agency needs to do X, Y, and Z, and until they fix the healthcare system, we're not going to have blue skies again. And that's what frustrates Americans, and that's what frustrates people like you and I.
Yeah, so in your training, what do you do? What do you teach CEOs or other people you work with when they're asked those kinds of questions? What do you tell them to do?
Well, key to anybody talking to the media, whether it's a CEO that I'm working with or a politician, which I seldom ever work with, it's how to tell the truth and pick the best words that explain what you want to do, but to parse your words so that you don't say an inflammatory word that is going to cause a bunch of negative, cynical questions. I remember when I was a reporter, and I did that for 15 years. I haven't done it in the past 22 years. I've been out on my own as a trainer for 22 years. But I remember years ago hearing people at a news conference, for example, or in an interview, say one word that is the wrong word to say, and it sets off my cynic filter. When I was a reporter, everybody always described me as being the most cynical person they had ever met, and it's absolutely true. So for me, it's we have to tell the truth. Pick your words carefully when you're starting to tell the truth. Never lie and never spin.
Yeah, boy, and that's what we see. We see constant spin. Who is better at the art of spin, Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump?
Those two are extreme opposites. Hillary is more of a spin person because she has been at it longer and practicing more. Mm. Trump is, for a trainer, your worst nightmare because he does not like to train. He believes he is more effective when he's spontaneous. And for years, I've met CEOs like him, and I don't take them on as clients. I'll terminate a class if I see someone who's not open to preparing. The art of doing a debate or doing an interview is to practice in private so you don't mess up in public. And Hillary goes to one extreme of going to great lengths never to answer the specific question and to kind of weave a story that is so long that by the time she gets to the end of the answer, you almost forget what it was. Last night was less of a spin night. The second debate was a perfect example of two people both spinning, both candidates spinning, when the very first question came from a mom who says, there have been some vulgar things out in the news today. This was right after Trump's tapes came out. And the mother said, you know, there are so many vulgar things. How do we let our children who have been assigned to watch this debate for school, how do we let them watch without scarring them for life? Mm. And neither candidate ever answered that lady's question. That is spin, and both of them did it, one through training, one because he was the one who had used the most vulgar words that week and simply wouldn't acknowledge it.
Yeah, great observation, absolutely. And we saw that the town hall was perfect for that, and you're right. That was the question that just never, there was never really an answer to that. Of course there wasn't, because that's exactly what you're describing, how Trump is handling it and how Hillary Clinton is handling it. What about if you were Kellyanne Conway, who is the campaign manager for Trump? Would he do, imagine that. I like that laugh. When he says under his breath, and actually, not even under his breath if the mic is working, when he says lies, liar, when he does that, when he makes those, you know, just kind of interrupts and says the one word, but it gets a lot of play. It gets tweeted out, and people focus on that, and then they're not focusing on even what she's saying.
Yeah, with Kellyanne Conway and really all of the surrogates for each of the candidates, and even the vice presidential candidates for each of the candidates, those are the people who are most in spin. If Donald Trump came out and said, the sky is black, and everybody said, that was the wrong thing to say. Last week you said the sky was white. His surrogates would be on the air in minutes in the spin room saying, well, what the candidate really said was, you know, it's not so much that it's black, it's a dark gray. And that dark gray goes toward more of a pale color, and it's almost the color of a cloud. And those clouds, you know, sometimes they're dark, but they're mostly white. And it's like, people, for goodness sake, CNN is the worst offender because they pay the surrogates to sit there, and instead of covering the issues, they cover, if I may say, the squabble between the candidates. There was another word I wanted to use, but I'm censoring myself. But rather than cover issues, the media gets sucked into covering the squabbles. And as I was saying earlier, you have to parse your words. You have to pick the most perfect words. And what you see the media jump on this morning in the analysis is who said the wrong word.
Mm.
And the one that committed the biggest sin in the eyes of the media was when Trump said that he was not going to accept the results of the election. And that's created the entire news cycle. One 12-second comment creates an entire news cycle. And that's part of what executives have to work on, is understanding that this affects your reputation and revenue. In public relations, many people worry about, does it affect your reputation? In my world of public relations, it's reputation and revenue. It takes millions of dollars to cover up a sin of one or two misspoken words.
Yeah, and you know, when he said that, it was almost like he was off the cuff, and I think a lot of things are off the cuff with him. That's what we're talking about. And you're right, that's been, besides the few comments on the side, like calling Clinton a nasty woman and bad hombres, but that's more like Twitter and whatnot, not what's being covered on the tube and not so much what's being written about. Was that a huge mistake for Trump?
I tend to think so, but, you know, when you and I have a discussion like this, our social media accounts are going to light up and people are going to perceive that we're biased about something.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When
yeah.
the reality is, I'm looking at this as a political observer. Yep. I don't like either one of these people as far as watching their performance. I think they both have great flaws. And what I worry about when I watch somebody like Trump, the one that got me the most last night was when Hillary said, "You're Putin's puppet." And he said, "No, you're the puppet." And my wife immediately called me, because we had laughed and quoted Saturday Night Live for years where there was a sketch where a puppet would say, "No, you're the dummy," and the other person would say, "No, you're the dummy." And my wife works at a school, and six-year-old boys do this on playground. The thing about it is, what each of these candidates have going for them is one-third of the voting populace love them. And no matter what you do, you will not lose your loyal one-third. And it's the third in the middle who swing like a pendulum that you have to win over in these debates. And those little missteps will just leave a voter at this critical juncture at the end of the campaign who, you know, those middle thirds are where the undecideds are. And it's those little words like, "No, you're the puppet." When you go, "Well, that was completely out of context." You just lost me, dear. And it's those one words that lose that vote for you and cost you dearly for the rest of your life.
Yeah, so it's like you say, when you're working with people, reputation and revenue, it comes back to what we first started talking about. You have to watch your words, correct?
Absolutely. I remember watching an interview with someone who I knew had been trained but had never practiced again lose $700 million project in a 12-second soundbite because he failed to practice before he went out for that interview. And I'll tell you who's a perfect example for us to use as a case study. Let's look at Gary Johnson, the Libertarian candidate. I was watching MSNBC. I'm a news junkie. I watch seven TV networks in the first 90 minutes of the morning while I'm drinking my coffee, right? So Gary Johnson was being interviewed weeks ago on MSNBC, and one of the anchors said, "What about Aleppo?" And Gary Johnson is now famous for the phrase, "What about Aleppo?" when he asked back, "What about Aleppo?" Whereas if Gary had been through good training, Gary would have been taught to say, "Well, can you be more specific?" So at the time, Gary is, out of the three candidates, the most honest, because immediately afterwards he said, "I'm sorry, I need to be sharper. I need to be better on this stuff. I thought he was using an acronym. I didn't hear the question well enough to realize he was talking about Syria." If Gary had been trained, he would not have just responded to that question by saying, "What about Aleppo?" or "What is Aleppo?" "What is Aleppo?" is what he said. He would have been trained to say, "Can you be more specific?" Mm. And at that point, the reporter would have said, "Well, all these Syrian refugees are there, bombings are taking place, et cetera, et cetera." And the question would have come into view, which would have allowed him to say, "Well, in case of Syria, I think we need to do X, Y, and Z." So those 4 seconds, "What is Aleppo?" cost Gary Johnson a lot of votes, because there were people who were looking at him as a viable third-party candidate who could have jumped on board, but that entire news cycle was consumed with mockery.
Yeah, absolutely. Great, great example, of course. Jared Breaux, thanks so much, as always, for joining us on America Tonight.
Always good to be with you, Kate.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of a belly flattening breakthrough Nubiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too, scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Starting. 383.
15. Well, I've been talking about it at the start of this series. So many interesting pieces of history happening between the tribe and the Cubs, and the fact that, you know, everybody has burned in their brains 1908, the last time the Cubs won a World Series, over 100 years. But there's history on the side of the Cleveland Indians, too, and this is, I think, a fall classic that a lot of people are going to be talking about. So excited to have Professor Luke Salisbury on with us. He's in our virtual green room. He's a baseball expert and author of a lot of sports books, including The Answer is Baseball, The Cleveland Indian, Blue Eden, and Hollywood and Sunset. I love that title. And also several others as well, and he's contributed to a lot of books. His resume is so long that if I just went down that path, we would never get to talk to Luke. I do want to mention this, though. He was also featured in AMC's Diamonds on the Silver Screen and HBO's Curse of the Bambino, and wrote the Crank column for Boston Baseball. Luke, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm so excited about tonight. So excited.
Boy, so am I. So, I mean, here's the deal. When we look at this, and this is a question I keep getting asked, who's going to win this series, and why do you think they're going to win it? Is it going to be the Chicago Cubs, or let's not forget about the Cleveland Indians?
Well, the Cubs have so much talent. Theo Epstein, who, of course, put together the team that broke the curse in Boston, looks like he's doing the same thing in Chicago, and you just can't give him enough credit. But, you know, I'm an American League fan. If it isn't the Yankees, I root for the American League team. And having gotten so interested in the original original Cleveland Indian and the team got its name and who he was, I must say I'm rooting for the Indians, and they are on a roll. And it's funny because when you call a team of destiny, it usually means they don't have the talent, perhaps, to do what they're doing. And the Indians have steamrolled everybody, especially the Red Sox. So I'm picking the Indians, but that's David versus Goliath.
It is David versus Goliath, and people forget, and you know you've been watching, that the Indians have speed. I mean, they led the league in stolen bases, and, you know, there's some Cub pitchers that have problems keeping guys on bases. I think that this series, by the way, could even go the distance, could be 7 or 6. What do you think?
Well, if it does, I hope they bring out Charlie Sheen. Throw out the pitch in the seventh game. And maybe the Cleveland Indians should bring Steve Bartman, who, of course, was involved in that awful thing with the ball, to lead a goat out onto the field for the seventh game. But and of course, the pitcher, you make a very good point about Cub pitchers holding men on base. It's John Lester, the former Red Sox, who discovered when he got to the National League, where they run the bases all the time, that he doesn't like throwing to first base. I think it would be very smart of the Indians to bunt and run on John Lester.
Yeah, I certainly do, too. Do you think more people are interested in baseball again? Have we bounced back to a love of baseball? It seems like the numbers are up and the interest is up.
Well, it's very interesting because baseball managed to extend itself from a 2.5-hour game to almost a 4-hour game. It really has totally changed to something where it produces statistics for fantasy players, commentary on ESPN, and highlights. And I understand that the Tony La Russa style of getting the most out of every at-bat, you know, have it go 10 or 12 pitches, wear out the pitcher. From the seventh inning on, you're using almost a pitcher for every out. And this may well be the best way to win, but it takes so long. It's boring. And the only thing I'm not looking forward to tonight is how late the game may run. It has become a game of bullpens, at least as much as starting pitchers. And look at what Andrew Miller has done for the Cleveland Indians. Who would have thought a middle inning relief pitcher might be the most important pitcher on their staff?
Boy, isn't that the truth. When you look at the connection, you mentioned the Yankees and you look at the Boston Red Sox, how connected are those two teams actually when you look at the players on the field to the two teams that we're actually watching in this World Series?
Well, you think that Theo Epstein, the general manager who broke the Red Sox curse, is the Cubs general manager. Terry Francona, the manager, and believe me, it's hard to manage in Boston because everybody is after you if you don't win every game. And how he survived 8 years here is a testimony. I mean, he could be in the United Nations. He's also an excellent manager on the field. The two managers, Joe Maddon, who's sort of universally considered the best manager in baseball, and I would have to agree, against Terry Francona, who might be the second best manager. So that's interesting. Then there's a whole number of ex-players. The Cubs took Anthony Rizzo, who had been in the Red Sox system. He had over 30 home runs for them. John Lester and John Lackey, who pitched the Red Sox to World Series, are on the Cubs. You know, David Ross, John Lester's personal catcher, came from the Red Sox. On the other side, Coco Crisp, the switch-hitting outfielder, who, by the way, knows how to box in case there's trouble on the field. He was an ex-Red Sox. So it's just really, really interesting. It's almost Theo versus Theo.
I love that, Theo versus Theo. And what's great about Theo is that he's so young, right?
Well, when he became the Red Sox general manager, he was 28. And you would know this if you lived in Boston, but your listeners may not know that Theo Epstein's father, Leslie Epstein, is a very good novelist, ran the BU Creative Writing Program, which I happen to have attended, and his grandfather wrote Casablanca. The Epstein twins Warner Brothers script writers, and so his great uncle and grandfather wrote Casablanca and many other Hollywood movies, so you're talking about an extremely talented family. And when I was in the BU writing program, I was working on the novel, The Cleveland Indian, a fictionalized version of that first Indian. And who knew that Leslie's 10-year-old son was going to be the general manager? manager of the Red Sox and the Cubs. And I must tell you one Theo story. When he was 10 years old, he's watching the Red Sox. His father comes by and says, "Who's winning?" Theo doesn't even turn around and says, "The center fielder's playing out of position." So you're talking about a very intelligent and sharp family. And so I am somewhat divided knowing the Epsteins. Yes, I'd be happy if the Cubs won, but I am basically an American League fan. And having written about Louis Sokolexis, the original Indian and the original Cleveland Indian, I've got to pull for the underdog in this one.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. Been pulling for the underdog. The fact that the Cubs, it's just so funny, the fact that the Cubs finally got here, wasn't it interesting that Cub fans, are they always just expecting the other shoe to drop?
Well, it's interesting. Whether players feel pressure from a curse, they certainly feel pressure to win. Fans certainly do. Like, I believe there were two things constant in the universe, the speed of light and the fact the Red Sox would never win a World Series during my lifetime. Now they tell us some subatomic particles might go faster than the speed of light, and the Red Sox have won three times. And I don't want to do a spoiler alert for Cub fans, but it's interesting. When your team hasn't won, it's the Holy Grail. And I used to feel like I almost had to watch every game and root. I was willing to sell my soul for them to win the World Series, which maybe I did. And then they win, and they win a couple more, and it's wonderful, and you feel great for a couple of years. But now they're just sort of another team. You know, there's something absolutely magic about something you can't have.
Boy, and, that's the truth, isn't it?
You know, but on the other hand, you know, when the Red Sox won, and this will happen in either of the two cities, you had people going to cemeteries taking Red Sox hats and letters that said, "Grandpa or Dad, they finally did it." And there was a wonderful sense of good feeling. And so some good will come out of it, but then afterwards you look at it, it's like, oh, you know, we don't have the curse of the Bambino. We're not the goat curse. You know, we're not the Chicago Cubs. This happened to the Phillies in 1980. They had never won a World Series, and they won. And then a few years later, it's like, well, they're just another team. But that
you're just another team.
Yeah, that doesn't take anything away from how exciting it's going to be and how much the fans do care about it. And let's hope that Steve Bartman has let off the hook, that poor Notre Dame graduate who grabbed the ball, as any of us might have, in a playoff game one in 03, and was just pilloried. Now, here, we pilloried Bill Buckner, but Bill Buckner was on the field when the ball went through his legs. That's a little different than a fan allegedly interfering with something. But I must say that scapegoats are always needed in the big, in the biggest stage. If you make a mistake, Super Bowl or World Series, it's in your obituary. It is never forgotten.
Boy, that's so, the truth. That is the truth. And never forgotten. I love it. This was great info. There's no question about it. The answer is baseball. The Cleveland Indian, Blue Eden in Hollywood and Sunset. Luke Salisbury, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, enjoy the game tonight.
Thanks. You too.
Bye-bye.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.